The Defense Department has awarded more than $2 billion in contracts to three companies to build rockets. Some of the build-out of those rockets is slated to happen here in Arizona. With me via Skype to talk more about this is Mike Wall, senior writer at space.com. And Mike, what exactly are these contracts for, and to whom were they awarded?
Well, there are three of them, and they're actually worth about $2 billion with a B. And they're sort of designed to kind of spur competition in the like rocket building industry, so that the Air Force, DoD will have like some competition and some choices when they're picking which launch vehicle to actually use to loft their satellites. So they've awarded to three different companies: Blue Origin, which some people might know is actually led by Jeff Bezos, the kind of richest man in the world. And also Northrop Grumman, that's another company that got an award, and also United Launch Alliance, that's the third company that got an award.
So how does this compare to maybe previous contracts? I mean, has DoD awarded anything like this before with this dollar amount attached to it?
Yeah, and they have done this in the past. For instance, in the past, actually, SpaceX got one of these awards like a few years back. They did not get one this time, which was made some people kind of curious and wondering what's going on with that. But that actually might be because SpaceX's rockets are already pretty mature, so they're already ready to go. And so these other three companies are still in the developmental round of like their rockets that they want to fund. So it's possible that maybe like DoD is doing this just to get these like other rockets up and running, to give a little competition so that it can bring costs down in the kind of launch vehicle sector, and that they didn't think SpaceX needed any help because they've already got operational rockets that can do the job. That's just speculation. I mean, it hasn't been said by DoD officials, but that's what some people think.
So under that speculation, it would stand to reason that DoD is maybe trying to help some competitors along by putting up some money up front in the hope that in the long term it could save money by having more companies doing this, and they could pick maybe a lower bidder.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I mean, just in general, it's like better to have more options if in the space industry, just in case something happens with like with one rocket and like it has like some sort of anomaly. So it's probably not just a price thing, but also like a redundancy thing. So if one of these rockets has an issue at some point that grounds it for a while, there will be other options that DoD can turn to. And so it won't just be waiting for, I don't know, months or even years to kind of wait for like the rocket that had an issue to get back up and running again. So it's probably a couple of those, like a combination of those factors.
Is this the kind of work that DoD or NASA ever did itself?
Well, yeah, NASA is currently building a giant rocket. People who've been paying attention may be aware. It's called the Space Launch System, which is what they're building to like launch astronauts to the moon and to Mars. And they of course famously built the like Saturn V for the moon missions and about the like space shuttle to launch people. But what we're seeing now is that it's cheaper to sort of rely on these private companies to actually build these rockets. And if that's all that they do, that's what they're good at. And so, yeah, I mean, it makes sense to kind of encourage that and like turn over this launch industry or this like launch sector more to private industry, which we've seen happen. And so NASA can concentrate more on building robotic spacecraft to explore planets and like launching people to Mars and like to the moon, so they can get back to kind of doing those really difficult things and like leave the kind of satellite launches to like the SpaceXs of the world, to the like ULAs of the world, United Launch Alliances of the world, and these other companies that have gotten money.
Is there any significance to Arizona, the fact that some of the build-out of these rockets will happen here?
I would certainly expect so, yeah. I mean, anytime you get like a multi-million dollar contract, I mean, like about $790 million, I believe, is what Northrop Grumman got. And that's what you're referring to, right? I mean, Orbital Sciences is an arm of Northrop Grumman. So that's where the Arizona-based work is going to be coming in. I would certainly think that will trickle down through the Arizona economy at least a little bit, because it's going to be more jobs, more technological development work to be done. So yeah, I would expect there would be some impact locally. Yeah.
All right. That's Mike Wall, senior writer with space.com. Mike, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.